Broadcast, the English language broad governor podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm an overly skewed Geordie comedy duo.
An overly skewed Geordie comedy duo.
Too many ants, David. I've had ants in the house.
Too many ants. Too many ants.
That's from the early 2000s. yeah, so I've had to lay down the little ant traps to...
I thought you were going to say law for a minute.
Had to lay down the law. Yes, that as well. Yeah, so lots of ants.
Yeah, you should have said stand and deliver to them.
Great. Yeah. Is this how we're going to be doing the whole podcast?
They would have,
right?
They would have been adamant that they had to get out.
Oh, Christ. What's on the podcast this time, David?
Same as it ever was. It's just musical references. We just keep going. Tarbor, Sparta B, Hot or Not, Beer of the Podcast, and two previews, Vishkov and Zlin. We're going through a period of South Moravian teams, or, well, Moravian teams.
Yes, Patriots.
Well, and more of Petr Schwanter late. No.
Well, we've moved on. We've moved on, haven't we? Because we had our Bohemians in the last three.
Mm.
Now we're moving on to our Moravians.
Yes, and our Bohemians didn't like us. Bye. We played Ceylon Táborsko at home.
We did, and what feels like a long time ago, because it was quite a long time ago, I forgot completely about the international break, and I wish I had.
Yeah. After two pretty decent showings, a 0-0 with Kredim and a 3-0 win away at Varnsdorf, I am going to narrate for you a very familiar story. We were both there.
Yes, I was there.
Yeah.
My dad was there.
He was, wasn't he? Yes. It was cold.
Alex was there. All your
all
your stars are there.
Yeah.
It was great to see people make the journey for the game, and unfortunately, then the game happened.
Yes, they went man for man against our 3-4-3 system, and yes, it went down like a lot of Zborovka games went down during the first half of the season and a lot of the last season, in that we had the first effort on goal. It was a Zhitny strike from a Kuber cross. But 3 minutes later, on 15 minutes, we go one down.
Mm-hmm.
Happy days. Plachy's cross to the far post is finished by the onrushing Matyosh Varachka. And, yeah, I mean, then the half offered a couple of chances for both sides. Brechka had his now traditional header on goal from a corner, straight at the goalkeeper. Janetsky missed another one. Long-range effort from Ondra Novak, tipped wide by Hrdina and Tomáš Hák, sending two efforts off target. But it was very much at the end of the last 20 minutes, it was Tábor in the ascendancy.
I mean, it was just completely one-way traffic, really, for
absolutely
most of it.
Was,
I mean,
they
could have been a couple of goals to the good at the end of the half.
Yeah, the second half began with McClyther and the lesser-spotted Daniel Kutík introduced, but Tábor keeping the pressure on. Djordic and Hák both denied by Hrdina before that man, capital T, capital M,
the man that I might have said in the preview hasn't really been doing that much this season.
Yep, but
yeah,
he always
great.
Turns up against us.
Well,
that man, the second league's Bojan Djordic, no matter where he is, he will get goals against us.
Screamer. It's a really good
yeah,
goal.
It really is, yeah. Yeah. With half an hour to go, that really... I mean, if the stuffing had been knocked out of us or hadn't been knocked out of us already, that was... yeah.
I mean, almost takes the roof off the goal. Everyone goes, oh.
Yeah.
And, and starts thinking about their dinner plans for the evening, basically.
Yeah, and Tábor is like seven fans...
Yeah, fair play, actually, because they don't really take anyone ever. So
I mean, they don't even take anyone to home games, really.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah, but we huffed and we puffed, and aside from an effort and from...
we huffed and we puffed and we blew fuck all down.
Yeah, apart from Hellebrandt and then Kutík blazing over from a rebounded Sarlefo, it was 2-0. And it was Jarek Hinek's last game in charge.
I mean, that was a positive from it as well. critics would say that this is several months too late.
Not just critics, everyone would say.
Yeah, I mean, right, my view on this, right, is that, I'm going to cry no tears at him leaving. The thing is that I find the timing actually very, very odd. I mean, it actually shows that we've now got maybe a sort of a big sort of division in chain, you know, in terms of like having that sort of model where we seem to have like almost like a director of football and then a team coach.
Yes. So that would be because it's clearly Martin Juranek has been in charge of bringing players in.
Yes. So then I don't know, when he's got a fresh squad to sort of play with or whatever, I think one, albeit quite bad results, it's not necessarily, should be pushing him out the door. Though it's a sort of a tough one, because as well, like, who wants the job? Because you see someone leave like that and you just know Zbrojovka are not going to do the right thing. You know they're not going to like try and find some sort of like young, motivated, possibly even outside of the Czech Republic sort of manager
that's going to come in. You know, easy there.
It's always going to be someone that has either been coaching
#knows the club
or B, the under-17s. It's always been the case. It's always been the case. And lo and behold...
Yep. Welcome, Marek Zubek.
From the B team.
Yes. I've always been a fairly vocal critic of Hinek in the fact that I think he's wetter than a fish's wet bits.
Dull.
Yeah, dull, inspirationless. And his final quote on the Zbrojovka website after the match report, and remember this is an organ that it is in their best interest to make him look good,
mm-hmm.
was... We wanted to build on the win in Varnsdorf and finally win at home, but unfortunately, it didn't work out.
Well, right,
trenchant tactical insight there.
That's it's almost you might be excused for almost thinking that Zbrojovka aren't the team with the worst home record in the entire division. We haven't won at home this season, have we?
Have we not?
We haven't won at home. I don't think we have. I mean, this is very live.
I mean,
listener.
Right now. That both sounds wrong, but also sounds totally right.
If we just go, look, I'm just go about here, right? It's about here as we started, right?
Yep.
I'm not seeing anywhere. We drew at home with Slavia B, drew at home with Vlashim, drew at home with Opava.
Yeah, draw.
Not
loss.
Counting club friendlies here.
Yep. Superb. Well, there we go. That
it's just not great, is it?
It's better than not great. It's fucking dire, which is why we're now second bottom, everybody, in the relegation zone. It is close. I will put that caveat out there. We're 3 points from what, like 11th.
Yeah.
We're one win from mid table, basically. But it's very close, and it's not a situation in which we should be or indeed be comfortable. So that's yes, that's not a thing we like to see. Anyway, do you have anything more on that?
I was actually just looking through this stuff again, just in sort of slight sort of disbelief in a way. But no, I don't really have much to add about that game particularly. I mean, it was nice to have my dad there,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had a nice drink sort of before and after, but I think that's really all I can really say about the match.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Oh, we went to East Village afterwards, and they have fixed the Guinness, listener.
Yes.
The Guinness is very good.
Right. Yes. If you're in the centre of Brno and you want a decent pint of Guinness, East Village is now your place to be. Apparently.
Jimmy, sponsor us. Anyway.
What you mean? Just give you Guinness.
That's sponsorship.
After much discussion, it's time for Hot or Not, and I have got one each this week. Schwanzerer was going to be one of my knots, but I decided not to give him the benefit of the very, very mild publicity, really.
Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you.
So you've got one each, and one of them, we discussed this previously, apparently you've got a quiz after your hot.
Yes.
And I also have a quiz after my hot, so I'm fascinated to know if we've got the same hot and the same quiz.
Listener, I'm pretty sure we have the same hot, so we're going to see about how that goes. And like you know, we do have a script for these sorts of things as Broadcast Towers, but actually anytime we have our Hot or Not, it is completely a secret, basically.
Yes.
So we'll see how that goes. But I will start with a knot.
Okay.
My knot is also very predictable for this week, David. It's Yeovil chairman Martin Hellier.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He's just resigned.
Yes,
he's just resigned. And he, what can only be described as a tear-stained statement, blaming absolutely everyone about how he's got all this harassment and all this, you know, threats to his family and things like that from Yeovil supporters. Now, if any of that is remotely...
Boycotting Tesla is terrorism.
If any of that is true, first of all, it's disgraceful. You should never actually make threats against anyone, regardless of how upset you are. But this is a man who wished cancer on a disabled child. this is the man whose club was putting out 2-year banning orders, for including one of the Yeovil Town sort of podcasts as well, for what could only be described as mild criticism against the regime.
Mm.
I don't think anyone in Yeovil or the broader Somerset area would be happy to not see him go.
I mean, we'd have been banned 5 times over it at this point, I think.
Thankfully, so. Our club doesn't care. So, can you imagine if Catapult ever cared about that?
Everyone would be banned all the time.
I think it would be like COVID. We just have to watch it up a tree.
Yeah.
Hit me with your knot.
My knot is Reading FC.
Yes.
This is quite a long one. As you know, I'm not massively simpatico with Reading FC. They're one of my least favourite clubs, having spent a good few years of my life there and being irritated at the slightly gammony violence and half-empty stadium while they try to be like big lads against Chelsea and, I don't know, fucking Aldershot or something. However, I am also very sympathetic towards clubs in dire need of rescuing before they go under, having been there for a very long time myself with Coventry City.
Yeah.
So I wasn't massively up with this story, but I did the research today, and it is one of the FA and the EFL surprisingly failing to take action or being firm early enough and getting themselves and Reading into this mess some years ago, and all the chickens are coming home to roost. It's nothing to do with the fans who have been up in arms about this for a good 3 or 4 years now. The backstory is basically Reading have been owned by Chinese businessman Dai Yongye. Pronunciation? Yeah. I have no idea how you say it.
Yongge, isn't it?
Yongge. Oh. Yes. Pronunciation.
Good guess than I could be.
They've been owned by him for a few years ago and he's massively unpopular. He's basically been told to sell up in a rare show of not being spineless by the EFL. His buyer of choice now is American businessman Robert Platek, who, and this is where I did the slightly deep dive into this. Do you know this? Are you aware of this?
Yeah, the whole Fandango story, yes.
So Robert Platek previously owned Sunderjysk, had a controlling share of Spezia, he sold a couple of months back, and is the current owner of Casa Pia, Portugal. Up the geese, Liam.
Hi, Liam.
However, he's also the co-head of BDT and MSD Partners, who have lent tens of millions of pounds to Burnley, West Brom, Derby, Sunderland and Southampton. And several of these loans are said to have the team's stadiums as security.
Yep.
So, being an effective financial control of a bunch of football league clubs, not a great look if you're looking to buy a football league club. So, the prospective new owner was Rob Cohig, who was the former owner of Wycombe Wanderers, and he has now been messed around so much that he's now suing Reading for £12 million, which I'm going to say they don't have, for loss of opportunity and violating the terms of purchase agreement by them entering into negotiations with Platek. Reading yesterday sent a letter to Cohig proposing that some of the assets from the proposed sale to Platek remain frozen until the outcome of Cohig's case suing them is resolved, but he's not having it. Quote, I told my lawyers to respond with, come back when it's real. I have very little faith in them, frankly. I had 25 documents signed. I spent over $1 million in legal and transaction fees. I came to England for a week and the money was in my account, ready to go. There's nothing to talk about until they come to me with a binding agreement. I want to see a legally binding document that's signed by both seller and buyer. That is when we'll have an agreement. End quote. They have until Saturday. Yes.
I mean, like you say as well at the start, the EFL has not covered themselves in a lot of glory here, particularly
well,
with,
there's
the,
a shock.
With the statement that they put out as well, basically being like, oh yeah, by the way, he's not a fit and proper person to read this the football club. You need to get someone in now or else we'll have to do something. It's yes. like, well, where were you
when
in the summer? Yes. Where yeah. were you the year before? It's almost as if it's really, really easy to actually pass the fit and proper test in the beginning, and then if you turn the whole place to shit and try and asset strip it, they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, weird that, isn't it? I don't. It's yeah. It's almost as if they have no plan, system, spine, backbone, or integrity whatsoever.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought it?
Fair play. Fair play using the Medeski as security, because well.
Well, I mean, it's only slightly less. Valuable than the sewage plant next door.
Sure.
So.
Right, David, this is going to be the
still fun don't bit. Like Reading, yes. No matter what happens.
This is going to be the fun bit, David, because we're going to see, we probably do have the same heart, and it means we probably might have the same quiz with slightly different questions.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you just something very, you know, just to see where we're going. Is your heart by any chance in Norway, David?
Right, should we say it? It's going to be one word.
3, 2, 1, go.
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
Eggs. Great. So our joint hot this time in a completely unplanned turn of events is Bryn FK's Jan de Boer. David. Mm.
Yes. Jan de Boer, you have probably seen the picture going around on social media of him winning his Player of the Match award against Bodo Glimt, in which he was presented 4 cases of eggs. And he looked overjoyed, didn't he?
He did.
And look how happy he is. Yeah, I'm going to say your quiz is this a real Player of the Match award or not?
It's slightly more nuanced, but yes.
Right, okay, fine.
Do you know what we should do, David?
What's that?
Do you want to do it one question each at a time to see how similar our quizzes match up? Let's go for this then.
Okay.
Well, look, and you know what? We're not going to move anything around or whatever. I'm going to do exactly the same question verbatim, and if we've copied each other for one of these questions, doesn't matter.
Did you by any chance find a Planet Football article?
No.
Oh, okay, fair enough. All right.
Not all of mine are football.
Oh, okay, right. Mine are all football. I'm going to give you something that may or may not have been awarded as a prize for Player of the Match. Okay, uh-huh. And you have to tell me if it was or not, all right?
Whereas mine are a bit more
okay.
Traditional questions, let's say. Well, you know, in that case, you do yours first, and then okay. I'll do mine then, right, because enough. Mine have a couple of wind-ups.
Okay, are these Player of the Match awards or not? Number one, mobile data.
Yes, 5 gigabytes of mobile data, to be precise. Who it was for a player for Mamelodi Sundowns in the South African
Very good,
Premier
yes.
League. So that's question 4 done from mine.
Number two, a live hen.
Yes, that is true. In a cardboard case?
No, in a proper cage.
It's a live thing. I thought it was a cardboard cage.
No.
Oh, okay.
Cage.
That's not in my questions, thankfully.
Do you remember the club?
No, it's somewhere in Africa, I think.
No, it's in Poland.
Oh, okay.
It was Górnik Zabrze. And they used, one of their most loyal fans was a farmer, and he would give a live hen to every player of the match, just as a thing to do. Number three, a ukulele.
No.
Very good. Number four, engine oil.
Yes, that's from, again, I think it's somewhere possibly in Africa.
The Sudanese Premier
yes,
League.
Yes, there you go.
Next, free Pizza Hut for their family for a month.
I don't know this one. If it is, it's MLS or something. No.
You're right, it is not, yeah. Two more. A matching socks and boxer shorts set with a newspaper print motif.
That's too good to have made up, David, yes.
No.
Hey! Good, good.
And finally, a copy of Crash Bandicoot for the PS4.
Just for the balance of probability, I'll also say yes.
Yes, given to, and this is ridiculously high up, Saeed Benrahma of Brentford.
Excellent.
After a Carabao Cup game.
Excellent. All right, well, David, you have 4 questions now, basically, because
okay.
Question 4 was what phone-related award was bestowed
right.
to Flompokakana.
Yeah.
I I went through at least 100 prizes to get this up. It was one of those days in work, and I have foregone a lot of popular favourites. For example, the hamper of crisps and nuts that is given to you in Barbados, right. For example, to come up with these questions. So, question number one, David. While playing for Partick Thistle in 2018, which former Wigan and Derby Connor County Salmon player picked up his free Man of the Match pizza, leading to many photoshops among the Scottish football community?
Connor Salmon.
It was Connor Salmon. And remember, we've got people who probably want to play along with this at home.
Sorry, yes. That photo of him is incredible.
My favourite one is that where his face has been swapped with the pizza. That's my favourite one for some reason. It's very good. All right, great.
Right, okay.
Good, strong start.
I will either not know these or pretend not to know these now.
Good, okay. Question two. Which football team has been responsible for gifting both Alexander Sørloth and Martin Ødegaard fish for their Player of the Month wins?
Again, I saw this one as well.
And Martin Ødegaard looks absolutely delighted with his fish.
I can even tell you what fish it was. It was hake.
It was, yes.
Real Sociedad.
Real Sociedad is the correct answer.
The Royal Society of Hake.
Right, question three out of four now. Carlisle United. Carlisle United. I use this term loosely. They are famous for giving what away as a Man of the Match award after games? Is it A, a Cumberland sausage, B, a sticky toffee pudding, or C, a curry?
I bet they've got like a sponsorship with a local curry house or something. I'm going to say curry.
And they are presented with a tin tray of curry.
Oh, lovely.
At the end of their end of their matches. Here's your curveball.
All right. Is it a baseball one?
It's a cricket one.
Okay.
So Ian Morgan, who's not a footballer, but he is a cricketer, won Player of the Match award while playing in the Dhaka Premier League. What kitchen appliance was he gifted? And there is, and I think if you think about this, there is a sort of a clue in the question almost.
Okay, can you read the question again then?
So Ian Morgan, he's a cricketer, won Player of the Match award while he was playing in the Dhaka Premier League. What kitchen appliance was he gifted? And that's Dhaka from Bangladesh.
Right. When you say appliance, do you mean machine?
That will be the only thing I tell you. Yes, it's a machine of sorts, yeah.
A machine of sorts.
Yeah.
Rice cooker.
It is a rice cooker. Hey! Well done.
I was going to go with wok or rice cooker, uh-huh. But when he said machine, that swung it. Okay.
So he was nice. Given it, yes, they were, yeah, he thought it was something about his ability to, you know, sort of like keep the knock up under pressure. No, it was just because that was their sponsor.
Fine. Yeah, good.
So there we go. And look,
yeah,
the magic of live.
Great minds and probably spending too much time together pays off.
There you go, yeah.
There we go.
Four trays of eggs.
Yeah, four trays of eggs leads to 10 minutes of cavalcade.
There we go.
Right.
What's next on the list for today, David?
Spartab.
Let's go.
So we as a club, not we as in you and I, went up to Prague to Viktoria Žižkov's ground, which is where Sparta B are playing for this season, I think. And we begin the Marek Zubek era, to paraphrase Starship Troopers, until we get relegated or we find someone better, with a 1-1 draw away in Prague.
Yes.
Did you watch the inverted commas highlights?
Yeah, I did. I mean, and then I was sort of slightly following it a little bit during the time or whatever. Because the first thing that strikes you, right, is you look at the lineup and you go, huh? And then you go, oh yeah, he was doing the B team, wasn't he? Because in comes all these people from the B team, basically, to fill the ranks here.
Yes, it has been a curiosity that the front three from the first couple of games has suddenly not been trusted anymore. Like, Vacholczyk is pretty much the only one starting of that front three from the first two games that is now, which seems a bizarre choice. Anyway, our first act of the game, cunningly, was to injure strikers Tomáš Schalenec.
Yes.
Skanjelets, it's a really weird surname, who was then replaced by Daniel Michel, and the cunning plan backfired almost immediately when Michel scored after being on the pitch for 4 minutes.
Yeah. I'm not even mad about this goal. It's just one of those freak ones. It just bounces off three different people. And
it's really weird,
in.
Yeah. It's a corner that drifts over everyone. It's headed back out to Michel, who's standing on the penalty spot. Mm-hmm. He sort of thrashes at it. And it hits a prone Adam Hrdina on the ground and bounces up into the roof of the net. There's nothing you can do about it, really, is there? It's just silly. Sprovka's goal... 10, 15 minutes later, it was almost a car...
Pretty similar.
A sort of carbon copy of that, but slightly better.
Yes.
A Martin Novi corner being headed out to Jakub Janecki, who was at the edge of the box, like in the D.
Yeah.
Who fires the ball through a crowd of players into the bottom left-hand corner.
A little bit of curl on it, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. That's a much better goal. And then it just gets really scrappy. It's not a game of great quality. Hrdina called into action a couple of times... And then Janecki getting himself sent off for two yellow cards. And this really gets me, because there were two very stupid yellow cards. One for kicking the ball away, the second for arguing with the ref. And what's fascinating / frustrating / a really great way of teaching the younger players or showing an example is, after Janecki gets sent off, who is front and centre arguing with the ref about arguing with the ref?
Is it Shural, our captain?
Oh, captain, my captain. Who is up in the ref's face, like what? Like the ref's, you know, backpedalling. Shural is up in his face. Janecki's just walking off. He's taking his medicine.
Yeah.
And Shural is just flecking bile up in the ref's face after his teammate has just been sent off for exactly that.
It's just nonsense. Like, the whole thing...
The guy's
like,
a pillock.
The game is there to go for... I mean, as much as we can, you know, go on about Shural or whatever. Like, Janecki, right? You're 27. You know how this stuff works at this point.
That's a good point,
And you're also, I mean, you know, without... I don't want to go all conspiracy on this as well, because I really don't mean it like this also, but, like, you are playing against Sparta Prague's B team in Prague. Do not give them an inch. Do not give them any reason to put you in the book, because then whatever happens, another clumsy thing or whatever, bang, and you're gone. Okay, the first one's, it's poor to kick the ball. You shouldn't do that. You should keep the head or whatever. If you then, you know, just come in, you know, a little bit high or whatever, and it's in a, you know, sort of promising part, and you get a yellow card, and you go, okay, well, you know, that's that, I suppose. But to then just by doing it for basically back-talking a referee is nonsense. Like, you're not some, like, 19-year-old that thinks that he's going to be the next big thing or whatever. You're 27. You have played in a couple of clubs now.
Yeah.
And also your captain, who's still blows my mind that he's only 28. Like, is just like, yeah, just sort of egging him on. It's just so bad. And just on this as well, like we said, like, I don't think Shural should even be starting a game like this in the back three.
No.
But also, can we actually, if we're going to bleed in, like, players, can we bleed in the right players, please? Like, I mean, because that's, I think, you know, a few times now that I've seen Vecheja up top for Brno in a senior game, he's just not at the level yet.
No, he's
he doesn't
not.
Do enough. And there are other players that I think can go in a lot better. Like, he is only 19. He has some time. We've just come off a loss and we're looking for a decent result in Prague.
Yeah, we need results now. We don't have time.
And what happens then? He has a really insipid first half, doesn't do anything, and then gets subbed in for McClyther, who, sorry, should start the match anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me at all. And it's just like... Sometimes it doesn't matter what the players you have. And I think we have to get to the point anyway with our team that we are currently a bottom half second league team. Our players, to some degree, are always going to be limited. They're always going to be imperfect. You're never going to get, for example, a keeper that's a good shot stopper and is good at distribution. You're never going to have like a midfielder who's good at shots from distance and going in and closing the gap. You're going to have to make some compromises. But it doesn't work at all when you have absolutely no idea of strategy and what your best team is to put out. Like, you've had a couple of weeks to think about this as well over the break.
Yeah.
Come on. Sorry, that just turned into a real rant, but it's just been really annoying.
No, absolutely superb. A very impassioned, impassioned plea indeed.
More on that in the previews. But yeah, look, I mean, you know, if we sort of even step back and take a breath for a minute, we don't always get points in Prague.
Yeah, true, so, true.
And
yeah.
Again, that's going up on the day. It's a 10:30 kickoff. It's that's okay, I think players are a bit mollycoddled a bit too much, but it is difficult for a player. Get your engine up and running and stuff like that. You've been sitting in a bus cramped in for 3 hours or whatever, you know.
I'll take a point as well, but it's just there were so many things where it's not necessarily about the point. The point is nice,
mm-hmm.
but there were just so many things where you go, you just do better. I'm sorry, do better. Not even for the team, for yourself. Do better. You know, show a bit of. I don't want to say show pride exactly because lots of these players, but like, you know, do yourself, you know, you're a professional.
Yeah.
Show a bit of professional pride. If not, you know, you're doing it for the team.
No qualms at all. If you're coming in to Zbrojovka Brno to try and rekindle your career and to basically try and leave at the first opportunity. But how do you get yourself in the window is by playing well. Like, this is it. And putting in performances. Yeah.
And comporting yourself with a degree of professional dignity.
Everyone loses their head now and then, right? That's not what's going to cost us in the long term. What's going to cost us in the long term is we can't set up to actually put teams away, especially at home. There is a reason why you will, you know, where we, you saw seven.
You mean exclusively at home?
yes. But I mean, there's a reason why seven, you know, going back to the previous games, a reason why seven Tabor fans were there when none have come in the last few seasons.
Yeah.
Because people are now going, oh, do you want to go out to Brno, have a good day out, and Brno are absolutely shite at home.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
We went way too positive on the last podcast. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, remember 3 weeks ago? It's been a long time. Shall we talk about one of the previews?
And then I think one of the previews is my limit, David, because then after that I think I'm going to need to hit the booze.
Absolutely. Who's up next? Hello, Zlin.
Well, you'll be incorrect because it's Vyshkov.
Oh yeah, it's Saturday, isn't it?
Keep that in.
Hello, Vyshkov. Hello, Vyshkov.
I genuinely wish that it was like Pardubice got relegated last season as well, because then I could at this point have made a cart before the horses joke, but there we go.
Hey.
Yeah, we are not playing Zlin this yet. Friday, we're playing Zlin next Friday, and in between that, you know, with the clocks going forward, we're moving back to a 2 p.m. on a Saturday this time.
Yes, back to 2 p.m. because the much, much, much better sports club in the city are playing at 5 p.m.
I got really worried that they were going to say much, much, much better sport. It will be, I'll be dead
absolutely
in the ground.
Absolutely not, no.
Long before I recognise hockey as even a sport. So, I mean, good luck to Cometa, etc. Yeah. But
playing Sparta, in fact.
Yeah, and I...
Don't care.
Do not care. What I do care is another local rival in the form of third place, Vyshkov.
Mm.
Now, regular gluttons for punishment will remember our televised match in August, of course, where Tomáš Ulbricht scored on the stroke of halftime in what was a very typical Brno goal to concede. Where have you heard that before? And we decided to try and address the problem only in the last 10 minutes of the match, where Jiří Borek made a couple of unbelievable saves, and we thought that bringing on Ludek Perenica in the 86th minute was a good strategy to get a goal. Yes, I did watch it back. I have no life. So you'll be pleased to know that loan's now over and Borek's returned to Slovácko, where he's now been rewarded with 3 first-team starts.
Wow.
He's conceded 6 goals in 3 games, and one of those was a 0-0. He's since disappeared.
Right, yeah, sorry, I was trying to get my head around that. Yeah.
If anyone who's listening is not keeping up with the first tier of Czech football, Slovácko are in just complete free fall right now. 1-6. Can you guess who they beat?
Česká Budějovice.
Of course it was Česká Budějovice.
Can we have a slight,
not
very brief detour to Česká Budějovice?
Yeah.
Again, if you're not keeping up with the Czech first tier, this is a club that, due to mismanagement and financial skullduggery, looks like they are in dire straits. They're currently on 4 points still, yes. Are they? I mean, they are. There's no doubt they are going down. And they have been, I assume, subject to appeal, but they have been banned from any transfer activity for 3 seasons?
I think it's 3 seasons or 3 years. I'm not sure.
Yeah, 3 years or 3 seasons. So they are stuck with the worst squad the top tier has ever seen. No capacity to bring in anyone. And the fact that almost certainly all of their players will leave just whenever they can. Yeah, it looks like they may very well be...
This is a Bilshani thing. Like, yes. Honestly, this could go badly. And I think that a lot of... to be fair, supporters of Cheska Budějovice have been turning up and they're being noisy and they're trying to get some change going. It's no longer about staying within a division or the two divisions. It's about staying in the club.
Yes, it's about keeping the club alive.
So do not be surprised if they actually go back to back on this. It's just going to be a mess. We do wish them all the best. Like,
it's such a shame because it is one of the kind of classic older clubs. It's a great place to go. It's a really nice town.
Back in town, they have a very not even that small, but a good vocal partisan support for their team down there. As well, I've never had any trouble
they've all been really nice
guys. It's just a shame that train to Budějovice is absolutely awful, but we'll probably be back next season. Unless we somehow go down to the MSFL. So Vyškov, just to sort of go back up the motorway, they've been reasonably decent. So good win against Opava, expected win against Jihlava, lost to Banik B, which is not ideal. Couple of nil-nils, including yesterday evening against Vlašim, and that game was horrific. So they're picking up points. See, that's a positive for sure. They'll want to try and make their mark on things again on Saturday. The thing about Vyškov, obviously, it's not even really 30 minutes away, and Vyškov will bring a support, and they should bring a support. I would expect about 100, at least there as well. Now, the thing about Vyškov, as you can expect over the last couple of seasons, is they have a high amount of transfer activity, and some of it can be suspicious, but anyway, we'll go to the bad news first. And it's funny, we talked about Budějovice, and this is very unlucky.
Yeah.
So Tomáš Zajíc, he's returned from his loan to Budějovice. He was immediately released, which now seems like a mistake. And now he's dropped down a further division to Kroměříž. So can you imagine? You know, that discussion. It's not working out for you, mate. Here, well we're going to send you back off your loan, back to your home club. All the best, etc. go back to Budějovice. Get released, and the only club will have you is a team even below the one that you were just on loan to.
Yeah. Back to Vyškov, you mean?
So he's gone to Kroměříž, so he's been released by Vyškov.
Yeah. Yes, but you said back to Budějovice and then to...
And then to Kroměříž. Yes.
You meant back to Vyškov.
No.
No?
He's Tomáš Zajíc, he was on loan at Vyškov last season. The start of the season. Wasn't very good. Picked up one assist and a goal, I think. So he went back to Budějovice, who promptly terminated his contract, and now he's
right,
gone to Kroměříž.
I see. Yes, I understand. Sorry, me mishearing things. Yeah.
If you're thinking long term or long game about this, actually, David, it might not make too much difference because I would probably at this stage of the season strongly back Kroměříž to come straight back up. I think they've got a 7-point gap at MSFL at the moment.
Yeah, and you're going to be sharing a division with Budějovice next year.
Yes, this is true. Oh, yes, of course. Do you want some more bad luck stories?
Yeah, love them.
If you would like to get the full scoop of this, by the way, go back to our, I think it's our second podcast of the season. We talked about Vyškov at home, away even. You might remember what I talked about in August was that they brought in Zakaria El Azouzi, the Dutch-Moroccan centre-forward. Well, that hasn't worked. He did absolutely nothing. His contract has been terminated. You may also remember the curious case of Terrell Egbe, the English winger inexplicitly signed from Maldon and Tiptree of
the eighth tier
Isthmian League North. That hasn't worked either. 0% goal participation, according to Transfer Market, and he's gone back to England to play for Harlow Town, which is in the 10th tier, Eastern Counties Football League Division 1 South. There's a mouthful.
Well, he's, you know, he's had a lovely holiday in South Moravia, and yeah.
So there we go. But I've also got Abdoulaye Sylla. He's gone on loan to Sigma with an option to buy. Babosi Biarhunga has left Vishkov for the third time to a US club in what is definitely not a money laundering situation.
No, absolutely not, no.
Coming in are seven players. Some of them are on loan. To go through a couple of highlights here, because I know time is limited. They've got a big cock up front.
Good.
Dutchman Olaf Kok on loan from Slovan Liberec.
Yes, I remember when he... Did he not sign for Slovan this summer, I think? He signed Olaf Kok. I remember seeing that.
Yes.
Yeah, as a kind of lol-worthy headline. So
that piqued my attention. Yeah. Kok's down to South Moravia. Well known to this podcast and division, of course, is our friend Philip Jacques.
Yeah.
So he's come along from Prostějov. You've got Pavel Živčák, who's experience at Pardubice, yeah, classic, Sigma Olomouc. That's really good.
Yeah, classic kind of Czech, sort of small team jobber, but you know.
But again, in this division.
Yep, continues to find employment because he's an absolute 6 out of 10 week in, week out.
That's it. Yeah, that's what you want. You want the 2 stars, 2.5 stars potential. For me, the most interesting of all is a Portuguese defensive midfielder called Pedro Sarr. He's formerly of top flight side Estrela Amadora.
Okay.
So in the Portuguese top flight. And then he went to Sfaxien in the Tunisian top division. And I believe is now in South Moravia on a free transfer. Mm. I await with bated breath as to whether he will stay in this region or get picked up entirely legitimately by another team some days or weeks into his contract. So that will be fun for us all to watch. Not sure what I think about this one, David. They don't tend to score that much, but Vishkov, but neither do we. So how are you seeing this match?
Unfortunately, I'm going to say 1-1 because I don't think we will be particularly good. And I think Vishkov will grind out something.
I mean, it's just one of these ones with the state of these two teams, right? And this is just me just going just on how I perceive Vishkov in the last couple of years versus how I perceive Zborovka now. It feels like we're going to get 2 tombola draws as to who the starting 11s are for each side.
Yeah.
And then I think the game will very soon know what's up after about 20 minutes for good or bad. So,
yeah. We'll following see. The entire pattern of the season, basically.
Really, yeah. But something has to give at some point in terms of, you know, this home form. And this would actually be a pretty big 3 points in the context of things.
It would, yeah. Shall we take a beer?
Absolutely we should.
Okay, let's do that. Hello, beer of the podcast.
Zine. Hi again, it's beer of the podcast, and it's my turn this time.
It is.
And I am channeling my Kate Bush as we are going back to Matushka, 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 Pivo Var Matushka, David.
Oh, I thought you'd be running up that hill outside my house.
Hey, look, I mean, these jokes don't come for free. So this is why we're launching Zbrojovcast Extra on Patreon for oatmeal. Okay. So my go, I went to Pivni Ordinatse.
Yeah.
And
how is the guy?
He's doing well. He had his doctor's coat / lab coat on.
Good.
And I thought one that we haven't had for a while on this podcast, David, is a sour. So this.
Lovely, yes.
And this is really interesting. So this is Pivo Matushka's Zemlovka. And this is quite hefty, 6.3%. But the flavour profile of this is that of a Czech apple pie.
Really? Okay.
So it should be spiced, it should be appley. It is dear. This bottle is 189 crowns.
That is pretty good. One thing I'll say about Matushka is I cannot stand their labels. They're consistently busy, incredibly busy, slightly kind of graphic design is my passion labels, which I'm not for, but they are generally pretty tasty beers. So that description sounds really interesting. Yeah. So,
and I can actually smell the cinnamon from here off of it.
Okay.
So have a waft.
Ooh, yeah, good Lord. And I love cinnamon.
So yeah, this is
Cinnamon, I love ginger, I love all kind of like wintery spices. So
I'm just hoping that this isn't one of these ones that's very smell forward and then just tastes neutral. Hoping we get a little bit of sweetness in there and some of the stuff. Yeah. So let's see.
Well, here's hoping. Here we go.
Unbelievable.
That is delicious.
That is so good.
Oh my good God. That is stunning. How have they done that?
It's not too sweet. It's a little bit sour.
It's perfect.
Really balanced beer.
This goes very, very much back to that blueberry muffin
beer.
You can almost taste the pastry.
It's almost a little suggestion in the back. And
that is so good.
I no longer... Because it was one of those ones, right? I mean, you know, wherever I will go in the world, I will always, at least at some part of me, be an Aberdonian, right? So I saw the price, 189 crowns, and I was like, you know, my money out and stuff like that. Worth it. Worth every penny.
That is fabulously good. I mean, that is... I don't know how they've done that, but my God. Well done. Well done to all concerned.
I'll have to think back, but I think that's... I think this might be the season leader so far.
This is absolutely the season leader so far. That, for me, there is no doubt about it. That is a stunning achievement. That's so good. Because it also... It doesn't taste 6.6% either.
You need to have it at this price or else it becomes dangerous. Can you imagine getting a few of these in a bar somewhere and it was like 90 crowns ago?
Yeah.
You'd just have four, wouldn't you?
Yeah. What a find that is, by the way. That is superb.
Good stuff. Pleased by this one.
Delicious.
And it does... Does it put you in the mood to go to another part of Moravia away and probably lose very badly indeed?
Hello, Vishkov. Obviously, we've done Vishkov. I just said that for the lols. For the lols, yeah. Sam. How we laughed.
I will say across the piece tonight from both of us, this has been a tremendously slapdash podcast. And I would not really have it any other way. It's the caution to the wind, freewheeling spirit that has got us probably about 10 listeners every fortnight. So
hello. Yes. Hello all 10 of you.
Yes.
How are you?
So yeah, I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news to anyone listening, but we're going to we're not going to beat Zlin in a week on Friday.
No. Ben brought up on the chat the other day, what is the record for?
I'ma tell you.
Really? Did you look into it?
I spent a long time looking into this. I was calculating 2 for a game and stuff like that, even as well. So let's just talk about this on the surface. So 20 games played. 16 wins, 4 draws, no losses.
Yep.
Right? 15-point lead. There's 30 points up for grabs before the end of the season. So one might say that the greatest collapse in all of Czech football would be required for them not to be champions of the second tier. So they can... they can obviously do better than... The current record, that I see is 76 points, which is won by Synot, now known as Slovatsko, of course, in 1999-2000. And Synot lost 2 games all season.
Right.
If you look back at the 1993-1994 season, the first one of the Czech second tier, that was won by Jablonec, and they only lost once.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a 2 points for a win system. If you converted it to 3-pointers, Synot would still hold the lead because Synot had less draws.
They were that late to... They still had 2 points for a win in 93-94. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Scotland did as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I think so. We were quite late into the party. England was one of the early adopters of it. I think we were 94-95, but I could be wrong.
Okay,
If please let me know, because I've not done my research on that bit. So really, I wanted to have a look into that anyway, because I think that now what we're talking about in terms of this this lean season is if they can actually go the whole season unbeaten or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've had four games coming back since the break. Four wins, scored 10, conceded 3.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. That's actually... This I can't believe I'm going to say this. That's a lot of goals to concede for this lean side.
It is, yeah. What have they conceded all season? Like 9 or something?
Very good, David. 8.
8.
So,
yeah.
This is particularly stark when you consider that Zbrojovka have conceded...
703.
Close enough, 32. So almost four times as many.
Jakub Alexeyevich Chernin doing the Lord's work down there.
Yes, yes, indeed. But yeah, but this is the one thing, right? This is where I think comparisons can get even more stark, because everyone's favourite legend, Vukadin Vukadinovic.
Yes.
But then if you add Vukadinovic, Tkac and Poznar, so these three players, right? They have scored 20 goals between them all season. That is the same amount of goals that Vyshkov have scored this season and is 2 less than what our entire team has scored as well.
Yep.
So, and if you look at the other the other end of the pitch, right, you've got Standard Dostal. This is the closest to a one club man that you will ever get really here. You know, his first appearance for Zlín was back in 2008. Never changed clubs. He has kept 12 clean sheets this season. And in this league, you just don't do that.
I'm still very impressed with fucking Tomáš Poznar striding around up at the top in the however old he is and still plugging on.
And he looks good. This is the thing, he looks good. You know, I don't really need to, you know, to think we have to have a good deal of analysis about this, about, you know, because they're obviously defending well and they're scoring lots of goals. I'm not an expert, but that will win you matches and that'll win you leagues.
They might be one of these few examples, particularly in this country, where you come down, you take a season to kind of regroup, you go up and you might very well be stronger than when you came down.
Well, that's a good point, because this is exactly what I would like to sort of raise in relation to Zlín, because I think you have a lot... You know, there's a lot to be said when you do have this sort of dropping down, you know, a league. And I think that you can drop down a league the correct way. And this is, I would suggest, is what they've done. So, you know, they got rid of a lot of the bloat. They replaced the promising youngsters who are, you know, inevitably going to leave when the club is, you know, is relegated. But, like, replacing them, not necessarily with players that are a top league standard, but players that will be able to beat second division teams, then reassessing what's going to happen in the summer. We've never done this properly. If we've gone down and we've made all these signings and we've squished the league because, frankly, the second tier is not very good, we've then just gone, oh, we'll just keep the same guys, and it's always gone horribly wrong. And this is where I think things get a bit... You know, further interesting, because their signing activity is really telling now, because nobody has really left over winter who was getting any sort of minutes in the first team squad, and they've ended up bringing in a couple of players that I think they think they can break into the top flight. Mm. So you've got 21-year-old Tilen Štěrnjavič. He's come back on a free transfer from Mura in Slovenia.
Okay.
He's had a part to play in every single match in 2025 so far. You've got Matěj Kobek, who signed from Hradec, where he's had 60 appearances. Before that, he was at Bohemka, where he's had 45 appearances. He's still 25. Again, minutes in every game since Lean have come back from the winter break. Kanu's joined. Stanley Kanu, formerly of Maritimo B. He's come off the bench 3 times, slotted into this advanced role on the right wing. He's there to run at players and to put them under pressure. He's picked up a goal for his troubles already. So they've made a couple of acquisitions and they're now blooding them in with next season in mind. It's going remarkably well for them.
And also, this is what happens when you have a bit of planning and faith in that plan. They come down, they reassess, they regroup, and they get enough points under their belt now that come the second half of the season, they can do this. They can put players in who might, you know... Maybe it's a 19-year-old that we need to carry for a game or two, but we're getting minutes under his belt, and the other 10 have played together enough before that we can pick up points. It's fine,
precisely. And I mean, they've had. I mean, you know, for all that you say about this sort of stuff, like, I mean, there have been times that they've been ran a little bit close. Actually, we weren't bad against them.
We weren't. No, home, that's true. Right? Yeah.
But then they had a little bit of quality, a little bit of extra that they can give. I imagine that if you are a Zlín supporter, then you're probably actually having a whale of a time now, because you haven't been actually in this second tier for about, I think, 10, 12 years, right? So it's, again, different teams, things like that.
yeah, you haven't had the fun of just winning games.
You just get go around, get to, you know, sort of go to a couple of places, take a beer, stand at a pitch that's you're really, really close to the action that you don't always get when you're, you know, going to Prague or going to, you know, to Ostrava for a match day. And, you know, I think you're just having a lot of fun and you're being rewarded by seeing actually a very progressive style of football, yeah, which is kind of out of kilter for this league. It's not...
And for Zlín, actually,
sure,
to be fair.
Sure, sure. It's not that sort of long ball sort of... hoof anymore. It's it looks like this sort of stability where you don't actually expect, you know, the players to, you know, come the summer move to another club higher up or, you know, adjacent to them. You expect players to leave if they've been judged to now not be good enough for the new challenge, which is a very different proposition.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and then, yeah, and then as you say, all of the players now who are, this is now going to be a tight-knit bunch who are ready for the challenge of the First League again, with a couple of leaders who have been there and done it, and then a young, hungry squad who are used to winning, used to playing together. And yeah, if you're a Zlín fan, you've had your year down going to interesting grounds and having your pints, and then you go back to your small square brick house and you have a jolly nice time.
Yeah, and that being said, 6 o'clock from 6 o'clock on Friday onwards, fuck them. I do not want them to. I do not want them to go the season unbeaten. I want to see a Zbrojovka Brno performance that tries to get at them. Doesn't matter if we get pumped at this stage. Look, everyone's losing
break
to
some
Zlín.
Legs, lads.
Well, everyone, well, not that, but everyone's losing to Zlín. If you can somehow, you know, play a, you know, a little bit of possession-based football, the sort of stuff that we were trying to do, by the way, against Chrudim all those weeks ago, and you, you know, find a way in, and if you can get a goal, nick a goal.
Yeah,
who knows?
Give them something to think about, at least.
That's it, because I don't really want to see this whole boxed in, because what'll happen with this Zlín team is that they're not going for the jugular. They're waiting to settle in. They're going to hit you on breaks and they're going to outdo you on the flanks, right? So, you know, what'll happen otherwise is that we will have 20 minutes of basically sort of being entrenched. We will concede around about the half an hour mark. We will then concede again on about 60 minutes and possibly one at the end, and that's how it'll go. That's at least how normally a Zbrojovka Brno performance against a team of this caliber would go. So anything better than that, I think, would be really good. And this maybe puts a bit more importance actually on Saturday, because again, bad home record. We are at home. We cannot go at this stage right now with other teams now picking up points around us as well. You know, we can't really afford to go points out of
our
the next
home
two
record
games.
Well, our home record needs to improve. If we live or die by anything, it's going to be what we can do at home in the second half of the season, I think.
I don't want to be going into this like, because there's now a chance, right, that if we just get complacent, that this is not the podcast that we are doing at the, what day is it today, the 3rd or 4th of April, right?
4th, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be having this podcast on the 15th of May, right, where we have two more games or one more game or whatever, and we're going, look, we're in the relegation zone by a point. Mm. What are we going to do about it? Because then I think that's truly terrifying territory.
Yeah.
Not there yet, though.
On that happy note. Right. We are going to finish off this this wonderful beer here, I think.
Absolutely,
aren't
we? We are, yes.
Watch some quizzes. Finish off the wonderful beer.
Job's a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening as well.
Yes, slap dash to the last.
Oh, just.
Thank you very much. Follow us on all the socials at Zbrojovcast on Facebook and that's Twitter. And we will see you, talk to you, possibly
telecommunicate with you.
Yeah, send a carrier pigeon or something in a couple of weeks. Thanks very much. Speak to you soon.
Smash. Oh. Na kolena. Výhruška s náma nic neudělá, tak dál. Konec lejdu, hledal. Zraž nás na kolena. Výhruška s náma nic neudělá, tak dál. Konec lejdu, hledal. Dál, tu naši duši závislou, nejsi v tom sám, i os
ostatní v tom s námi jsou. Až ke hvězdám jen silný tady zůstanou. A já se ptám, co pro nás bude záchranou. Co pro nás bude záchranou.
Nás na kolena. Výhruška s náma nic neudělá, tak dál. Konec lejdu, hledál.
Když to jde nám, zlý časy se tu rýsujou. Tu sílu znám a v mozku myši fýzlujou. Myši zvýšlujou
nás na kolena. Výhruška s námi.